Good morning. This is Eric Knopf with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast, issued on Thursday, April 4th at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Grizzly Outfitters in partnership with Friends of the Avalanche Center. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Overnight, the mountains near Big Sky received 2 to 4 inches of snow, while the rest of the forecast area picked up a trace to 1 inch. This morning, snow has stopped and temperatures are in the 20s to low 30s. Winds are blowing 15 to 30 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. Today, temps warm into the upper 30s to low 40s under partly to mostly cloudy skies. Winds continue to blow 15 to 30 out of the west-southwest. The mountains could see a trace to 1 inch of snow by tomorrow morning. In many areas, temperatures barely drop below freezing overnight, which will allow the snow surface to soften quickly as the day warms. This will increase the potential for small, wet loose avalanches in steep terrain. Wet rollerballs and pinwheels are signs the surface snow is becoming weak and unstable. Soft, slushy snow deeper than a boot top also indicates the surface snow is losing strength. Managing this problem isn't difficult. Move to shadier aspects or away from steep terrain if the surface snow is becoming weak and unstable. Fortunately, increasing clouds and breezy conditions will help limit wet loose avalanche activity today. A secondary concern is new snow instabilities, specifically in the northern Madison Range. This area picked up 2 to 4 inches of snow overnight, which increases the potential for small wind slabs and loose snow avalanches. The new snow came in warm and should be well bonded to the old snow surface. However, the new snow will move easily under the influence of warmer temps and direct sun. Both dry and wet loose avalanches will be possible in steep terrain today, but these will be relatively small and easy to manage. Isolated wind slabs are an additional concern on upper elevation slopes loaded by west-southwest winds. If you're gunning for high alpine objectives today, watch for this problem before committing to high consequence terrain. So today, for the entire forecast area, generally safe, avalanche conditions exist, and the avalanche danger is rated low. Remember, low danger does not mean no danger. Small avalanches remain possible in isolated areas or extreme terrain. If you get out and have any avalanche or snowpack observations, please drop us a line at mtavalanche@gmail.com or give us a call at 587-6984. Have a great day. Thank you.